Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/VTTGW to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. With us today, we got Joe, Trigger Joe Britson.
All right, let's go. To try to get a matchup with Ngannou.
This is just a fist. When I start throwing it around, I can leave one hell of a mess. Let's dance.
Multiple occasions. Wow. It looks like they're going to swing to the very end.
And he wasn't kidding.
Wow.
It's very rare.
What a finish.
Another one.
It really poses the question, what do you want to do? Do you want to take a chance and risk getting knocked out?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Trying to take care of business, trying to get control.
Oh, it's a knockout.
Oh my
God. It's a knockout.
And he's closing it. Trying to finish it. Hit it over.
Because I'm going to take this foot and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. There's not a goddamn thing you can do about it.
Brock is brought to you by Modelo.
And oh, we have a new nickname. Okay, we have William Send It Seven Pearson. All right, other than that, we used to call him Willie Pete. We used to call him the Mad Russian.
I think you've had enough. Noah? Now you've had enough. Bitch.
Wow. How good is this?
Finish him!
Another one.
Everybody gets triggered. It's just that you become a pansy. That's in the Book of Brawl.
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you've got it.
You've got to be very careful.
What's up, Trash Talkers? What's up, Gruntworks Nation? We are live for another Saturday morning because you know what? There ain't no college football. Right? Pretty soon, we're going to have college basketball on, and the brackets are looking good on the Big Earl side so far. I don't know how you guys are doing your brackets, but I'm also outside today. I'm trying my best Pat McAfee. I'm going to talk like this, and then also my neighbor sleeps right there. Baby, I'm waking you up. So, hi, how
is that the neighbor with the empanadas?
Yeah, no, we got the empanadas. Well, yeah, what's going on, guys? What's new?
Oh, dude, I tell you, you wouldn't be filming from my porch because Michigan just got its typical third week in March blizzard.
Yeah, the one that smashed Colorado, too. Yeah, it's coming. It was coming your way. But, yeah, that's why my pops got out of there. He's down here golfing right now instead of there in your snow world.
Just sitting here playing Dana White's head games where he's like, you guys want UFC 300? Do you? Do you? Yeah. Guess what? Two female main events before that. Eat your vegetables first.
We're doing Women's History Month, and you're going to like it.
Right? So, Forced Women's History Month.
Yeah, well, there's if you follow the Big Girls page, I'm on the whole stand up for transgenders as they take over every women's record. Men will own everything. So just keep it up. All right.
Well, after that Leah Thomas ruling, I'm not gonna challenge Clarissa Shields anymore because I was gonna go after her title, but now I can't do that.
Well, that's the thing is that that's actually fake. They have not given Riley those medals. But you post that and everybody's like, that's just bullshit. And I'm like, why, man? Let
us you got George fired up.
George. If you get George to comment, you know you did something right. But yeah,
go ahead.
How's Oklahoma?
Well, it's Oklahoma. So if you know anything about Oklahoma weather, it could be a hailstorm today, 80 degrees tomorrow, and then a freeze the day after. So nice. as long as it stays like it is today, I'm going to try to get a 18 in. See if I can continue this streak of good golfing.
Yeah, when you get out, that's what you got to embrace them because you know us amateur golfers. It's like if you have a couple weeks, you'll brag about those couple weeks for the rest of your life.
Oh yeah,
you guys are officially in all rivalry states now.
Yeah, yeah.
The Red River can tell the old joke. You know why it's so windy in Oklahoma? Because Texas blows. No. I learned that on Street Outlaws.
But all right, hey, thanks for watching, everybody. First time, make sure you go to our producers if he ever comes up. All right, because it's the second week in a row. My internet's out. Oh, I can't do the stream. All right, you fucking nerd. All right,
the Virginia's for lovers.
Yeah. But yeah, you see that going across the screen for patriots.com/VTTGW. That's for their solar generator. If you take off the GW, it goes right to their food supply. So go ahead and support somebody who supports our mission in lowering the veteran suicide rate and first responder rate by promoting veteran owned businesses and creating platforms on social media for people to reach out. Okay. Also in the top other screen, you see that QR code. That's to come subscribe to us. All right. Every dollar from that subscription, all right, one, you get a free button. You get a discount on a shirt every month. Every subscription there, that money goes to promoting the next event for a veteran-owned business. All right, so that's what we're going to do with that. That way we can boost their ad across Facebook. So the Baker's blowing up my chat. You can get off, buddy. I got it. And we've been on a cold streak here, guys, and we gotta figure this out. So, actually, I broke even because I bet exactly what you and Bill said on that fight. So that second round sub last week paid $10, paid like $64, right? So like I was able to get at least my parlay money back. I
picked like plus $450, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So I put money on Bill's pick, but it was a no contest, so I got it back. Speaking of that,
I got stacked. Dude. I got taxed.
And here's Joe crying all the time. You gave Bill the easy one. There you go.
Damn you! You give him all the easy ones.
All right, those of you watching for the first time, these guys have a contest going on. Joe, put the belt up because he's the champ from quarter one.
And let me get my gear.
Let's take a look at this here. I don't know if we have it. I don't know if Chris did a scorecard here. Let's pull this up. Yep, there it is. All right, I continue to lead with 9. So I went perfect on a card that didn't even exist. Joe's got 3, and then send it 7 with the no contest 0 in quarter number 2. Well, we're hoping we're hoping he can turn this around for you bettors out there. But those of you listening, all right, these guys are gonna pick all right who's gonna win, when they're gonna win, how they're gonna win. I assign them a fight worth 3 points maximum that they don't know about till the night prior. So they have to pick that fight for points. That's what you just saw on the scoreboard. But then stick around to the end because we'll go with the Baker's 6-legger from Senate 7. And then we'll go with the bigger old 4-legger from Joe, who's not been making me any money, Joe. But, hey, we're dead even after 4 weeks, so we're still in the mix. My dude, how's my back if you look at it? We're still in the max. We're still getting after it. All right. Let's get to it. The Baker usually puts up the pictures of the fighters, but nope, he's saying his internet's down. So you don't get that. So go to UFC.com. You'll see who we're talking about. The first one, all right, is a featherweight fight. And we got Padilla at 15-5 versus Pajulio at 1-0. I'm going to go with Pajulio by – if you look at UFC.com, there's no picture of this guy, right? And he's from Peru. And he's 1-0. And we did a story on the Trash Talk Hour under Dave's Conspiracies of Peruvian Aliens.
All right. There he is. So
this guy is a Peruvian alien. So if you've ever seen the movie Scanners, he's going to make Padilla tap out in the second round without even touching him. All right. So, Joe, do you see a Scanners TKO second round by Pajulio?
I could honestly see a knockout by this dude. He's 8-1, got 7 knockouts. But I am not really sold on this Padilla. I mean, he's got the length. He's got a very good mixed game. He's got 5 knockouts and 8 subs and 15 wins. Man, I don't know which way to call this one. I won't be betting it. If you got Pajulio as a underdog on your DraftKings lineup, I'd say that's not that much of a stretch. Throws 9.1 strikes per minute that he lands, so... I'm going to go with Padilla and another one of these split decisions where he stays on the outside because he does have a 6.5-inch reach. So I don't think he lets Pajulio inside because that's where his money is made. So I'll take Padilla by split, and I'm not going to bet this fight.
All right. For the record, those of you watching, when we were talking about this fight card yesterday with these guys, you're like, oh, my God, is this a horrible fight card? But, hey, that has served us well before because usually when you guys get all hyped up, there's some like 2 freaking upsets. But maybe we'll be able to clean house on this crap fight card. So, Bill, who you got in this one?
This is another one. I don't know, man. What? I mean, if you look at, what the Pajulio I mean, he won a first round knockout in his Dana White Contender Series, which doesn't mean much. I mean, it's a good start at least. Padilla is 1-1 in the UFC. His one win's a KO against Julian Arosa, but at this point, who isn't knocking out Julian Arosa? He's got back to back KOs in the first round. Just to be different than Joe, I'll go Pajulio, but I'm also agreeing with Joe. I'm not betting on this fight for anything. I mean, if I were to bet on it, I'd actually take the under. Both these guys got first-round wins. Just assume they're going to come in. As a matter of fact, I think Pajulio took this last minute too. So I think he's going to have to come in here and just throw his gas out in the first round and hope he lands a big one. So I'm going to go Pajulio, first-round KO. If you're going to bet the under. But if it's my money, I'm not putting any money on this fight.
Well, stay away from the first one, fellas, all right? And ladies out there who are gambling. And I'll just do the disclaimer now because I said gambling. Do not bet if you do not have enough money, if you're going to have money to lose, all right? Every bet I put down, I just kiss that goodbye that that's going to someone else's blackjack winnings the next night. But okay, let's go to this one. It's a featherweight fight. And this one happens to be the pick for Joe's points. All right, and he's all upset. You picked the only guy on the card that's a coin toss. All right, here we go. We got Quarantillo at 18-5 versus Zalal at 10-5-1. I was hoping the picture would come up to make my pick sound funnier, but you can't really see it. But I noticed that Zalal's collarbone's a little more exposed than anybody else's. So I'm going Billy with collarbone strike TKO. All right, second round. Champ, what say you?
The interesting fact about this fight is Billy Q legitimately started out as a 3-1 favorite. For some reason, this is Zalal, who's been kicked or cut from the UFC, and now he's back fighting at a weight class he'd never fought in the UFC at. He has fought at featherweight before, but he's also fought at bantamweight. Now Billy Q is a +100. I'm not sure what they're seeing. I like Billy Q, how he stays busy. The dude weaponizes cardio. I think he's been finished twice. And then Zalal's never been finished. But my problem with Zalal is he lands 2.2 strikes per minute at featherweight. That's not enough. And if you're not going to finish Billy Q, he'll wear a crimson mask and keep coming at you all fight long. He doesn't. That you got to put him to sleep. I can't bet against him with Zalal's resume. I'm going to say that Billy Q wears him down, gets him into the deep water where he's super, super tired. And I'm going to go for a little bit of a gamble here to see if I can go three-pointers back-to-back. Ooh. And say that Billy Q gets a third-round sub because he does have a great game on the ground.
I love it. I love it. Okay, the champ has laid down the gauntlet. Bill, what say you?
I'm going with everything Joe said. There's no need for me to do the sorry major thing and piggyback and caveat off that. Everything Joe said is right about this fight, although I'm going to go with a decision on this one. I mean, if I'm Joe, I'm going for the three-pointer too and just saying screw it, third round sub. But really, I think this is going to end in a decision. I think Billy Q is a really safe money line bet if you're going to take that fight. Right now, they're both minus 110 on MGM. So it's decent money if you're throwing it in a parlay, which I will. I'll talk about my Baker 6 later on. But I got Billy Q by decision. I think just experience is going to get him there. And like Joe said, Zalal was in the UFC. Now, granted, one of those losses was against Topuria, so I'll write that one off for you. You're fighting Topuria early in your fight. But the rest of his losses was just boring-ass decision losses as well. So I got Billy Q by decision. I think Billy Q's just got the better endurance and the better experience.
Very nice. There you have it, fight fans. So we got Joe's money pick is Quarantillo Billy, third round sub. All right, let's go to the next fight, which happens to be Sendit Seven's money pick, point pick, and it's a bantamweight fight. And we got Talbot coming in at 7-0 versus my guy Siam at 9-1. Now, you pay a lot of attention to this, or you got to do some research like the big girl does. Oh, that's the other disclaimer I didn't give. Do not listen to a fucking word I say about these fights. All right. So, all right. We got Peyton versus Cameron. All right. You can't get any more prep school. Like, I'm calling this fight's going to end in a slap and someone's going to squeal. All right. So I'm going to go Peyton slaps Cameron and you're going to have a squeal TKO. What say you? Sendit Seven for your points.
I do not have that. I am just not sold on Peyton Talbot yet. I mean, he's got one fight on the Contender Series, ended a decision. Then I think he won a third-round sub in his second fight. He's just very new. Cameron Simon's been around a little bit longer, not much longer in the UFC, but I also think he has the better fight camp. He's just got better coaches, better training partners. He's had a pretty good run here at UFC. I mean, third-round KO in his opening in the Contender Series, then another third-round KO for his second fight, won a majority decision, then he won another one against Terrence Mitchell with a KO, lost his last decision to Christian Rodriguez, which I think taught him a lot. I got to get some points on this one. I'm going to go Cameron Simon with a second-round TKO on this one. I do like Simon to win by finish. So I'm going to go second round TKO. I just think they're both kind of even record-wise. I think Simon's just got a little bit more experience. I haven't been sold on Peyton yet. I just think he comes from a better fight camp.
So are you saying this could be a coin flip?
Yes.
This is a tough fight to call.
Yeah. Right. So I'm going solely based on one has a better camp. He fights out
I did my best as a fight promoter to, you know, make this race a little closer last week, and you got no contested. But this time it's a coin flip for both fighters.
And Battle looked good too. That's the crappy part. Battle was, he looked like, I tell you, Brian Battle's going to be a problem in the future. Like he has really gotten so much better in every fight. He was going to win that fight.
But, all right. All right. Trigger Joe, who you got in the country club championship of Peyton?
You know, for the MMA nerds out there, it's definitely a very interesting matchup here because Cameron Simon came in with a lot of hype and Peyton Talbot's coming in with some hype. You know, The Christian Rodriguez loss, I think Christian Rodriguez is a problem for just about anybody, even though he got gifted a second round last week and should not have won that fight. Peyton Talbot's got his what's the word I'm looking for? His one intangible is that the kid's super athletic. I've seen he literally did a backflip to get out of a single leg takedown. He's got a little bit of reach on Simon, but Simon switches his game up. 1 minute he'll wrestle, the next minute he'll go righty, then he'll go lefty. He really is a very good mixed martial artist. And man, I'm gonna say this is probably the fight of the card, and I think Peyton Talbot is for real. But I also think Cameron Simon feels like he's got something to prove after his last fight. So going to be a really tough one to call. But I'm going to go with Bill here and say Simon gets it done.
All right.
Even though Talbot could come out and impress us, but Simon has the better resume to date. And they're both 23 and 25. So they're young in their prime, and 135ers. These guys are going to throw for the fences. And this could be one of those fights where the guy that loses wants to go two more rounds at the end because it's that close. I'll say Simon gets it done with his wrestling and striking mix and wins 2-1. I'll take Simon by decision.
Nice. All right. This should be a fun card to watch with the gambling side of it. Not so much for the fights, apparently, but let's get after it with the money. Okay. Let's go to a middleweight fight. We got Shabazzian at 12-4 versus AJ Dobson at 7-2. All right, now I got no idea who to pick with this, but I just got to think that Edmund grew up, you know, punching people and going, Shabazzian. All right, so I'm going Superman punch with a Shabazzian right after he fucking punches you. All right, so that's what I'm going. First round KO. Let's stay with it. Let's stay with the champ. Who you got?
Yeah, they didn't gift Shabazzian anything here because his kryptonite has been wrestling and AJ Dobson's bread gets buttered by his wrestling game. So this fight could go either way again. And, you know, I've been getting burned on these ESPN UFC cards by not going with my gut. And if I'm AJ Dobson's corner, I'm going to say shoot a blast double leg the first 10 seconds of every round. And you're going to win two of them. The problem is Shabazzian can put your lights out, and these guys are 185ers. So if Dobson doesn't get it to the ground and he eats one coming in, maybe Shabazzian. But
Shabazz,
I think Dobson's going to come in there to wrestle. He doesn't, you know, he's 7-2, so it's not like the guy likes to lose. So I think I'm going to go with Dobson gets it done by unanimous decision. And I'm going to start picking some finishes here before too long, quit being boring. But
nice.
Statistics tell me that these UFC fight nights are not full of a ton of finishers. So,
yeah.
Maybe they want the advertising space. All right. Send it 7. Who do you got?
I got Dobson as well. I floated with the TKO off of ground strikes on this one. But I think I'm going to go with Joe. I think it was a decision. Dobson's got a tricky record. He came into the UFC. He's fought, if you count the contender series, 4 times. He's got 2 losses, but that should be have an asterisk. You fight in the Dana White contender series. You know you got to take whatever fights Dana throws you, and he'll take care of you in the long run. I mean, his first 2 fights in the UFC after the contender series were Jacob Malcolm. He lost by decision, and then Petrosian. He lost by decision. I mean, that's a tough second and third fight, or really first and second fight in the UFC. I mean, he kind of got thrown to the wolves right off the bat. So I think Dana White's now pulling off a little bit. He sees something, and so do the upper echelons of the UFC corporation. So I got Dobson on this one, and just like Joe said, if I'm his corner, hey, shoot double legs, put him on his back. He's going to turn into a turtle shell and then just drop elbows. That's why I almost floated with that TKO in the second round, because Shabazzian loves to lose by TKOs in the second round. If you look at his last, 5 losses, which could happen. Dobson could win this by ground strikes, but I'm going to go with a turtle shelling, long ass, boring decision fight. by Dobson.
Yeah, interesting take on the UFC corporation and noticing something. I start paying attention to that with the gambling money. All righty, let's go to the next one. The co-main event, which finally we're getting some big boys in the ring. We've got a heavyweight fight. We got Williams at 9-1 versus Taffa at 7-3. Now, I was doing some research on this, and I started to come up with a conclusion, right, that I don't like. All right, I think Williams is going to win in a Floyd Mayweather-style fight here, all right, where they say protect yourself at all times, all right, where he's gonna sucker punch. Taffa's going to get into the haka. Right, he's gonna start doing some kind of crazy fucking haka dance, thinking it's like all spiritual, and then Williams is gonna be like, oh, crack, you'll knock him out. I'm like, oh, that wasn't very nice, but win's a win. All right, send it seven. Do you see a dirty punch during the haka knockout by Williams?
No, I also don't like this fight to bet on anyway, because weirdly, these guys are two big heavyweights who like decisions. Now, Taffa's got more KOs early. Williams has been looking good, but he's also hasn't fought anybody that's really worth a shit other than Chase Sherman, who Joe and I both hate. Salute to Tanner Port. Gambling's now legal in North Carolina. But this is another tough one to pick, to be honest with you. Last check is Williams is a minus 185. I don't know if I agree with that, to be honest with you. Taffa's got that puncher's chance. And really, Williams' chin hasn't really been tested. But Taffa's that guy that's going to test it. I don't know, man. Williams, by decision, maybe. I think he may wear Taffa down and tire him out because Taffa's just not a fit guy. Taffa's going to try to come in and burn it all in the first round, I think. But I got Williams by decision. I'm not touching this fight if I'm betting, to be honest with you. Because, like I said, normally these big guys, you take the under if you're unsure. But these guys will both go to decisions, too. So that's not even a safe bet. So I'll go Williams by decision. I hope one of them gets slept because that's the point of watching the big guys. But Williams by boring decision with two big guys.
Oh, man. So the fast slow dance for three rounds. All right. Looking forward to it. Trigger Joe the champ. What say you?
Yeah, Taffa's last five, he's 3-1-1, but he's fought Hunsucker, Parker Porter, and Austin Lane. Three nobodies. Those are his wins. But his last loss was to Jared Vandera by third round decision. Okay, so when Taffa has his way, the fight ends early. But when he doesn't, and it goes the distance, those punches start to look like a big fat ham hock just kind of floating through the air after 6-7 minutes. And Carl Williams is he's a wrestler. He's 9-1. He's only got three finishes. So he likes to wrestle, likes to hold guys down. And hey, I didn't make the fights. Sean Shelby made the fights and Dana White. So blame those guys because this could be a real boring one. If Taffa doesn't land, and I think Carl Williams knows he's got to get this fight to the ground to win, because that he's a high level wrestler. Taffa obviously is a kickboxer. This was supposed to be his brother's fight. Instead, his brother fought his opponent last week, and now Taffa's fighting his brother's opponent. So I don't understand the sibling switch there, but I think the same decision is going to happen here, and I think Williams is going to go away with about four or five takedowns, 10 minutes of control time, and win by decision. So I got Williams by decision, and he is in my parlay because I think that Taffa after first round is pretty average.
All right, there you have it. There you have it. Yeah, Tanner Port coming and saying gambling's legal in North Carolina. Like Bill said, Tanner, stay away from the casinos, all right, for a couple of months after you get out. All right, let's try to build a little stack before you go in there. But, before we get to the main event of the evening, just a big shout-out to our sponsors again, all right, 10th Mountain Whiskey. Go to 10thmountainwhiskey.com, put in the code VTT, get yourself a discount on some good bourbon. They got some rye, whiskey, and all kinds of good stuff. But again, they partner with us to help promote our cause, and so does 4 Patriots. So go to 4patriots.com/VTT. All right, get yourself whatever deal of the day they got going on. They're going to offer it to you. But again, they are putting money towards our mission to help promote better-known businesses, causes, nonprofits, for profits, doesn't matter. And then if you want to be a part of it, go to that QR code up there and scan it. Every single dollar from that will go to promoting better-known businesses with advertisement on Facebook. All right, so if you want to be part of the family that way, get after it. Let's do it. Okay, to the main event. We got a women's flyweight fight, and we got, I actually know these names, Amanda Ribas, and then we got Rose Namajunas. All right, at 12-6. Now, I do forget. Is Rose the one that I called against you guys and Tanner called?
That's the last fight she won.
That's what I'm going to say. Like, mm-hmm. I thought mm-hmm. she was really good after she knocked off Jang's head with like, exactly how the big girl called it. So, all right, let's go to Bill here. Sentence 7. What do you say here? This is a chick fight.
Oh, man. Here's what scares me about Rose is, once again, she's going into this fight without her training coach in her corner, and she's going with her groomer boyfriend, who's going to be in her corner again, which is just gross. She's fighting Amanda Ribas, who typically does bad against strikers. Those are her last few losses. She won her last fight with a spinning wheel kick, but that not that impressive against who it was. But her losses, she doesn't do well against strikers. So that's why I'm leaning on Rose. But if Rose doesn't pull her head out of her ass and leave her groomer boyfriend to actually get back in the training, it's a problem. And Rose is coming off of back-to-back losses, and she knows if she doesn't come in and win big, she's close to just being done. So I'm going Rose with a finish. I think she knows she has to come in. She knows she's got to finish Amanda Ribas. So I'm picking Rose with a second round finish, TKO. And just because Amanda Ribas doesn't do well against high-end strikers, at the end of the day, Rose is still a high-end striker. She just needs to find that thing. She's lost it somehow. And she's
eye of the tiger.
Yeah, she's lost it the last two fights. And I think she knows she has to come in and finish this fight, or she's gonna have a very ugly conversation with Dana and crew. So I get Rose with the second round TKO. I think Ribas just doesn't do well against these high-end strikers, and the matchup is just bad for Ribas. I think Rose is minus 215 last time I checked. Ribas weirdly has the longer reach, but I think Rose knows how to use it better. She's just better on her feet. They're at different levels of striking. So Rose, second round TKO.
All right, there you have it, fight fans, for that one. And before we get to the champ to close it out with the main fight card, remember, go to VTT's Trigger Joe and VTT's Senate 7, because we're stopping them putting out all their parlays. So they'll go on there and put their locks and their picks on there. So go follow their pages and follow the Big Girls page, of course. And then if it comes across my page, I'll reshare it. But I really want you to just go follow those guys. All right, follow them and then make sure you follow their picks. Put a little bit of scratch down if you got it. But all right, champ, what say you?
Yeah, fun fact about this card is they're fighting at flyweight. And both these girls have fought at strawweight before. So this is Rose's first fight at 125, other than Fiero. And, you know, that Carla Esparza fight, Rose has to get back on the map. And losing Trevor Whitman as your striking coach. Bill, you're talking about Pat Barry? Is that who she's still with him? Okay, that guy, the wind blew and he got knocked out. He had the worst chin in the heavyweight division I've ever seen. He got knocked out by a guy he knocked out right after. Chet Congo. Yeah. Look at it. Really happened.
Never
heard I got of Rose. I got Rose here. I think when she got on the scale at 125 and did hit the biceps, I was like, you know what? Rose actually looks healthy. And I mean, maybe it's just because her straw weight's not cutting weight, but she looked like she had some more meat on her arms and shoulders and neck. She looked good. And we all know Rose has a mental health condition, and she's been very out about it. And I said how that affects her camps. I think she knows that she needs to get back on the map here. I think Ribas chokes in the big moments, and she doesn't do well with pressure. Rose is super technical. I think Rose gets a TKO in the third.
Very nice. That looks like we're agreeing on the main event.
Bill and I are weirdly almost identical on our picks if you guys haven't been listening.
Yeah. So, like I said, a lot of times you might not want to watch the fights because you don't like the card, but a lot of times we've done very, very well gambling on the boring cards. We got Terrell Bond on the chat there. It says, veteran music project ain't no drama. Okay, well, if that's code for I'm a Chinese spy, good for you. Other than that,
I believe you.
Maybe tell us a little bit about it. I don't know what that means. Okay, so I don't speak Swahili.
Did he just call me a JT?
I don't know what he did there. He's got
me just say jive turkey.
I don't know what all those emojis are. He's got smiley faces. It's on the VTT page, Bill, if you're looking for it. Not sure what it is. But okay, let's get to the best freaking part. All right, this is where I normally like to put up what we did last week and brag about it. But Joe, we don't get to do that again. All right, so now we're even. All right, so let's get this right for the bettors out there. All right, let's go with the big Earl four legger.
All right, we're gonna pluck two, and I've floated on this only because I like six fights. So I'm trying to figure out which ones I want to
get away from it.
Okay,
just give me four.
In the third fight of the night, Montserrat Randon against Daria Zalesnikova. Okay, this Zalesnikova looked much bigger in the weigh-ins. She's starting to get bet down because she's a minus 240. Randon is like 36 years old. She's got no finishes. She's 6-0. I think she's kind of one of those gym projects. Like, hey, she might be a fighter. Throw her in there. Whereas this Zalesnikova looks like the real deal to me. So Daria Zalesnikova is my first pick. And then in the following fight after it, I've watched this Jarno Ahrens. I'm not very impressed by him. And Steven Nguyen, or Nguyen if you're American, but he's got a American first name, Vietnamese last name, Steven Nguyen. I like him to get the W over Jarno Ahrens. I think Jarno Ahrens is kind of a career journeyman fighting for 12-12 money, and he's never going to really do much in the UFC. All right. Then I got Billy Q.
My man.
I do not see him losing to Yusuf Zalal. I think he's going to be too much. And for my last pick, I'm taking Rose. I'm going with the former champ. I don't think Rebus is going to be able to handle her pressure, her technicality. So I'm going Zalesnikova, Rose, two female fights, Billy Q, and Steven Nguyen.
All right, there you have it, fight fans, the four fighter. Oh, so Terrell says it's Alchemy Sky Foundation, and then he says Swahili ? With a bunch of weird, more weird emojis. And then he goes, "That's racist as fuck, yo."
no, it isn't.
It's from not a movie. Racist. It's not racist at all. like I could have said Sanskrit. I could have said Italian. It does not matter. Okay, I don't understand it. So you could have been speaking any fucking language there, hero, and I wouldn't have got it. All right, didn't know what it mattered. So again, you can take that racist lefty card and shove it right up your fucking ass, Tyler.
Now you look like McAfee. There you go.
There you go. But you did it. It must be because I'm white, huh? Okay, fuck off, dude. All right,
Bill. Look at all these whiteys, you racist bastards.
Bill, give us the six legger for the baker. And try not to be racist with it, okay?
All right. So the six legger have a lot of what Joe put in there. First one, the Russian girls. So Zalesnikova, I'm butchering that name, but she's going to be a real problem for the females coming up. Keep an eye on her because she has those hands. So I got her. Then I got Ramos because
don't
ever bet on a Rosa to win shit other than get knocked out in the first round.
Got Ramos right Billy there. Q.
Yeah. I got Billy Q, Williams. That brings up to the four. Then I got Dobson coming in with the underdog fight. Then I'm ending with Rose, just like Joe. So that's your six legger: Zalesnikova, Ramos, Billy Q, Williams, Dobson, and Rose.
All right, there you have it. I'm getting ready to bet here, and I haven't been called racist in a while. Not since I was a first sergeant, so it's weird. But I get over it. And then, by the way, that I'm very good friends with those people who filed those claims still too, because they saw the light that they just can't drop the lefty card like that. You know what? You just gave me my motivation for my Book of Earl coming up here in a couple hours at 1700 Eastern time. I'm very excited for this because we have the CEO of Soldier of Fortune magazine coming on. And guess what? Everybody, like probably half the audience doesn't know, it's a woman. So Women's History Month, and that's going to be fun to bring her on and talk about how she has revamped this magazine and how she has become a voice for not only just American soldiers, but anybody who's fighting around the world. So it's a really cool investigative journalism that she does, journalism that she does. So excited to see what she's going to say on the show. But before I close it out, let's turn it over to Bill. What do we got for our favorite nonprofit?
Again, please, everyone, go to GoldStarTeenAdventures.org. Absolutely wonderful organization. Started out with just soldiers, but it's moved on to first responders. Gold Star Teen Adventures. They take all the Gold Star kids. Again, we always remember the soldiers, the first responders that we lost. People tend to forget the families left behind. This organization has won awards by getting the most money from donations going straight to these kids and their trips. So, again, they take them on hunting trips, leadership trips. They get them scuba certified, anything you can think of to get all these kids together and remind them that they're not forgotten and there's other kids just like them. So please go to GoldStarTeenAdventures.org.
Awesome. All right. And Joe, let's see it. Give Trigger Joe, show us the belt.
Hey, I tell you what, I'm gonna give a shout out to Natalie. She goes to the state meet. I'm sending you this belt so she can get off the bus and rep the belt. Tell her, do her warm up in her lane, come back in her opponent's lane and say there's a new sheriff in town.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna, yeah.
Nat's going 58-8 today.
That's getting dropped today. All right, perfect. Yeah, so excited to see that. All right then, we'll see you at 1700 Eastern time. Go ahead and sign on. And again, we're awesome. We'll see you guys in a little bit. Gotta play this music or something like that. There we go.
This is a food warning. The UN warns of an unprecedented global hunger crisis. In fact, it's predicted by 2030 that 800 million folks will struggle to feed their families, which means two dangerous things for you. Number one, higher prices at the grocery store. Number two, less food available. And when panic strikes, it will be chaos, making it even harder to get the food your family needs to survive. That's why it's vital, more than ever, to have a survival food stockpile. Introducing the deluxe 3-month survival food kit from Four Patriots. It has 688 servings of meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with delicious recipes like pancakes, mac and cheese, Aztec chili, and potato soup. They've even got spaghetti and lasagna. This isn't your typical survival food, and over 200,000 smart Americans agree. This is survival food that actually tastes good. But best of all, it's designed to last up to 25 years. You can stash it away and be confident that when a disaster strikes, you and your family will be ready. Go to 4patriots.com/VTT to get the deluxe 3-month survival food kit and the peace of mind you deserve.